Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for inspiring us this morning. Thank you, Larry, for Stephen's beautiful word, Father God, that has brought clarity to the deception that is here and the goodness that has come, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for just helping us expound this in the day of the Lord and in this wonderful rule of Jesus now, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're ending off the psalm here, and it's talking the Psalms 110 is prophetic about when Jesus is raised up to fill all things, when to trample all darkness. And we also understand it's a time that we've been raised up because we died with him, we were buried with him, we were raised with him. And we are in heavenly places, and we are the bride. We are the branches. He is the vine. And there's now this reality we need to see. It's these other scriptures relevant to it, this, and the other scripture relevant to this is Psalm 118, where this is where the gates of righteousness will open, where we can come, you know, out of the broad way into the narrow gate through Jesus into righteousness. And then there he says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So that was the beginning of that great reality where Jesus could rule on earth. And like we seen here in the psalm, rule to draw people into Yah. That's another scripture. He's been raised to draw us all into his marvelous light. And just as we see there with Stephen's message this morning, he longed and to gather us like chicks under his wings, but they wouldn't. So those that wouldn't, we saw that horrible persecution. Like Stephen says, it's never been so great. It was terrible. And when Titus marched in and he surrounded, and then they were hungry, they ate their children. It was a nightmare. But that was also the birth when Jesus went up of the good things. For who? It goes on to say, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in our sight. You see, when it is marvelous for you, then you partake, then you're looking to Jesus. You are making him Lord. And just as there in the time of that great persecution, those that listened to the words of Jesus took hold of the day of visitation, fled to the mountains of Judea, they never experienced that persecution. So there you're not never tested beyond what you can handle, and God shows you the way of escape, and you've got to stay with him. So that is the reality. But going on with Psalm 118, he says this, okay, stone, and it is marvelous in our eyes. You see, when it's marvelous in your eyes, then you take hold of the Lord, you translate it out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom, the kingdom of his love. And then it goes on, he says, this is a day that the Lord has made. Now, we've many times thought that's just like every day we quote that, but there, the see, that day, goodness came into the world 2,000 years ago. And when you, it's marvelous in your eyes, you enter into the blessing of what has been made available. And that blessing would be then in back to the family. Where Jesus is your shepherd, your big brother, your Lord, your Savior, and he's leading you. And then that's the day of salvation. So that was the day that Jesus also spoke about there that no one knows but the Father. But when he went up into heaven, do you think he was still limited in his understanding and growing in his understanding as he was here on earth? No, he all authority. So he came back into the fullness. Amen. So that was the beginning of the day, but that day is growing brighter and brighter. And so we all in this salvation, in this putting Jesus first, And again, back to Stephen's message, when you stay in the word, you know, if you love my word, Jesus is in John 14, you will know that the truth, and the truth will set you free. And he says, if you love my word, I will come live with you. And he says, actually, he's going away for a little while, with 3 days and three nights. And I will come again and receive you to me. And the world will not see me, but you will see me. So, guys, we've got a reality that is here. And he says, if you love my word and you abide in my word, I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. So it's not just the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit that leads you to Jesus, takes what belongs to Jesus. And then when you embrace that word, then and you're obedient to that word, then Jesus, the Father and the Son draw close. You can see that in John 14. So this is the reality that has been there for so long, but there's been so much eschatologies and a whole lot of confusion. But the first disciple said, you know, after they go, and that the wolves will come in. So this is why it's always been my priority is to, guys, to get you to just see Jesus and walk with Jesus. So every day you enjoy him. It's not a religion every Sunday or three times a week. It's every day. Every day you enjoy him. Every day you yearning from him. Every day you developing on schedule. And so every day you're tramping Satan under your feet. You're drawing others into his marvelous light. You are making disciples. You are growing. And the kingdom has been manifested. You are putting on the armor. You are extending the kingdom. And that's what it's all about. So right here at the end, I like it here in the TPT. Let's just read that there. And now, so you see, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It's a day where he's drawing his people. His people come into him. They come from the night into the day. And then also the last verse 7, my sweetie, you just want to read there?
Yet he himself will drink from his inheritance as from a flowing brook. Refreshed by love, he will stand victorious.
Amen. You see, he's come into his inheritance. So he's restored back to all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere, love. And that's what he's restoring. But then his inheritance, we were predestined in Christ. His inheritance is also us. And that's so important, guys. So when that is the priority, then this the beauty of the goodness of the Lord, of the day of the Lord, gets more and more precious to us. You can see it in Proverbs 4:18. It says, the path of the righteous as the sun that rises, it gets brighter and brighter until full day. So that path came for Jesus, the righteous, the firstborn among many, is he. It's come, and it's getting brighter and brighter, crushing darkness under his feet and drawing mankind into this goodness. Amen. So, and then the path for you now, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until full day, until the fullness of his love plan for you. Just as Jesus had a part to play, you're on the earth, we've got a part to play in extending the kingdom. So arise and shine, for your light has come. And Songs of Solomon, I'm going to share a bit there, where you see this intimacy, where Jesus is enjoying his inheritance, that's us, the bride, and his bride is enjoying this inheritance. And this is the beauty. We've been married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead, so as to bear fruits to God. So we'll send you that scripture. So arise and shine. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.